Aleluya, 感谢主耶稣, 看顾我们。
Hallelujah, we thank God for taking care of us.
好像有一段时间没有回来。
It's been a long time since I've been back to Vancouver.
虽然是好像四五年的时间, 但是很快,
The last time I was here was about 4 or 5 years ago, but time passes really fast. It seems only like yesterday I was here.
感谢神，主耶稣的安排，这次又有机会来跟我们弟兄姐妹一起敬拜神，来享受主耶稣所赐给我们的恩典和真理。
And we thank God for the arrangement that I'm able to stand here before you to worship and also to enjoy His grace and His truth.
圣经上说，律法是从摩西来的。
The Bible describes tells us that the law comes from Moses.
那是给旧约的选民以色列人。
And the law is given to the Old Testament saints.
所以律法对以色列人来讲是成为一个重担。
For the Israelites, this law is actually a burden for them.
实际上他们担当不起。
Because they are not able to abide by this law.
但是主耶稣来的时候，
However, when Jesus came,
并没有带来律法。
Jesus did not bring with him the law.
主耶稣带来的是充充满满的恩典和真理。
Jesus brought with him full truth and grace.
我们也在他的恩典中领受。
And under his grace, we also are the recipients of this grace.
并且恩上加恩。
And we have received his manifold grace.
那么主耶稣到世上来的时候，
When Jesus came to the world,
他带来的是充充满满的恩典和真理。
He brought with him this abundant and manifold grace and truth.
律法是强调行为。
We know that the law emphasizes on deeds and actions.
你只要按照律法去做，就可以得到福气。
As long as we obey the law, then the blessings will be ours.
那么恩典和真理，
Grace and truth, however,
是强调信心，
emphasize on faith.
你只要相信，
As long as you believe,
就可以得着，
then we will be blessed.
这个是不同的地方。
This is the difference between law and
faith. 所以今天呢， 我们相信耶稣基督。
Today we are all believers of our Lord Jesus.
我们最重要， 首先要了解的就是信心的法则。
And the most important thing for all of us is to know what is the principle of this faith.
我想晚上跟大家分享。
I would like to take this evening to share with you on this topic.
最简单的法则。
And what is the most basic and fundamental principle?
这个信心的法则。
What is the fundamental principle of our faith?
就是要显明 神的慈爱和公义。
It is to manifest God's love and His justice.
律法没有办法显明。
Because we know that the law is unable to show these two.
有一些人看律法，旧约的律法。
Some people we know that they only hold on to the law.
不管是摩西的五经，或是先知的教训。
Not only the books of Moses, the Pentateuch, or the prophets.
其实里头啊，很多充满了让人害怕的事情。
Because in the prophetic books as well as the Pentateuch, there are things that are quite fearful.
充满神的愤怒。
And in them contain a lot of God's wrath.
让人看得心惊胆战。
And when you see these things, you'll tremble and in fear.
但是如果我们看 新约圣经，
However, if we come to the New Testament books,
那就完全不同了。
It is totally different.
会充满了平安和喜乐。
And the New Testament is filled with peace and joy.
因为新约是讲信心的法则。
Because the New Testament emphasizes on the principle of faith.
神的慈爱要在神的公义上 显明出来。
God's love will be shown in His righteousness and His and in His justice.
啊，那就是信心的法则。
And these form the fundamental principle of our faith.
所以我们每一个弟兄姐妹都应当啊明白这个法则。
Therefore, we all must clearly understand this concept.
哦，我们就可以得到平安喜乐。
And only then we will have received peace and joy.
我想今天晚上跟大家来分享。
So these are some of my sharing for this evening.
主耶稣开始传福音的时候，
When Jesus began his ministry,
他就把这个法则显明出来。
He proclaimed this fundamental principle to the people.
这个是一个入门。
Because this is the entrance to.
如果我们从这个门进来，
When we enter to this entrance,
那就会得到充充满满的恩典和真理。
Then we will receive this abundant grace and truth.
我们先请看马太福音。
Let's first of all turn to the book of Matthew.
马太福音，我们知道第五章到第七章是主耶稣的教训。
We know that the teachings of Jesus is contained in Matthew chapter 5 to 7.
一般称为宝训。
And we know that these chapters are known as the Beatitude.
这是宝训，非常重要。这个是宝训，跟摩西的律法是完全不同的。
And we know that the Sermon on the Mount is totally different from the teachings of Moses.
那是主耶稣的道理。
The Sermon on the Mount are the teachings of Jesus.
新约的道理。
It is also called the New Testament teachings.
所以旧约律法的怎么说？那现在主耶稣怎么说？啊，都做一个比较。
Jesus is trying to do a comparison between the Old Testament, the law of the Old Testament, as well as the covenant of the New Testament.
那么那个差异，也就是律法讲行为，哦，那么主耶稣的真理讲信心。
And the difference is that law tells us about the deeds, and whereas Jesus spoke about his truth that is related to faith.
律法人没有办法做到。
We know that all of us we cannot totally obey the law.
但在信心里头，凡事都能。
However, we can live out our faith totally.
这是主耶稣的教训。
And this is the teachings of our Lord Jesus.
然后第八章开始就显明出来。
And in chapter 8, we can see the manifestation of this faith.
主耶稣所带来充充满满的恩典和真理呢，就在信心上显明出来。
And in faith, Jesus was able to proclaim his grace and truth.
看我们看第八章。
Let's read chapter 8, Matthew chapter 8.
第八章第一节。
Chapter 8, verse 1.
主耶稣在山上讲完了教训之后，
After Jesus taught,
那他下山来，很多人跟着他。
Many people followed him as he came down from the mountainside.
这些人应该是相信他的人。
I believe all these crowds, they are all believers.
那这里特别提到一位长大麻风的人。
And in verse 2, especially mentioned this man with leprosy.
他就来拜主耶稣。
And he came and worshiped Jesus.
他对主说，主若肯，必定叫我洁净。
And he told Jesus, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.
这应该是他听了道理之后。
The leper, after hearing the teachings of our Lord Jesus,
他明白了，要得到主耶稣的恩典，得到神的恩典。
He understood and he wanted the grace and the blessings of God.
只要我相信就可以得着。
As long as I believe, then I will receive.
所以他很肯定地这样说。
And he spoke with great conviction.
主若肯，我就可以洁净。
Lord, if you are willing, then I can be made clean.
这是他自己的想法。
And this is his understanding.
就是他自己的信心。
And this also shows his faith.
一个长大麻风的，就是终身这样子，没有希望。
We know that a person with leprosy, it is an incurable condition.
没有人会告诉他说你会洁净，他不可能有这样的盼望。
No, they will have no hope of being healed or being made clean.
在律法之下，只有定他为不洁，你要离开众人去，
Because under the law, he is an unclean person and he has to be segregated from the community. Now, after he has heard the teachings of Jesus, he knew that he had hope.
只要主肯,
as long as Jesus is willing, then I will have this hope.
那主怎么肯不肯呢?
How do we know if Jesus is willing or not?
就看你的信心。
And Jesus wants to see his or our faith.
主要我们相信,
as long as we believe,
那么神的爱, 恩典就会临到我们。
God's love and grace will come upon us.
所以我们看主耶稣这个反应,
when we see Jesus' reaction,
第三节说, 耶稣伸手摸他,
Jesus, in verse 3, it says, Jesus reached out his hand and touched him.
神, 主耶稣的手伸出来摸他, 这个大麻风的人是不可以碰的, 一碰就不洁净,
because we know that you are not supposed to touch a person with leprosy, otherwise you will become unclean.
那既然主耶稣伸手去摸他, 这个表明什么?
But yet, we see here Jesus reaching out his hand and touching the man.
主耶稣,
what does this mean?
主耶稣爱他,
this shows the love of Jesus.
主耶稣没有看他是不洁净的,
Jesus did not consider him to be unclean.
所以他伸手摸他,
therefore, he stretched out his hand and touched the man.
肯不肯就是 爱, 是不是爱我? 如果他爱我,
if Jesus loves us, that means he will always be willing.
但立法是不讲爱的,
we know that the law does not touch on love.
但是主耶稣讲爱,
but yet Jesus proclaimed a message of love.
所以他伸手摸他,
therefore, we see that Jesus touched the man.
这个是用行动告诉他说, 我爱你,
this is Jesus' act of love by touching the man.
你洁净了吧?
And he said, be clean.
主的应许,
this is his will.
主耶稣, 应许他所求的,
God gave him his promise.
说他的大麻风立刻就洁净,
and here records that immediately he was cured of his leprosy.
这个就是信心的果效,
this is the consequence, the result of faith.
所以让我们知道主耶稣来, 要显明这个信心的法则,
thus we see that the coming of Jesus is also to proclaim this fundamental principle of faith.
信心会, 显明神的恩典, 神的爱,
faith will reveal God's truth and God's love.
好, 那么看第二件事情,
let's read this second incident.
这个第五节这里记载, 主耶稣进加百农,
we see in verse 5 that Jesus had entered Capernaum.
特别记载一位, 百夫长来找他,
and then here records a centurion came to him asking for help.
求他说, 主啊, 我的仆人害瘫患病, 躺在家里, 甚是疼痛。
He says, Lord, my servant lies at home paralyzed and in terrible suffering.
主耶稣说, 我去医治他。
And Jesus said to him, I will go and heal him.
为什么主耶稣会这么说?
Why did Jesus say this statement?
我们看这个百夫长啊, 他是一个主人,
we know that the centurion, he is a master.
他对他的部下, 对他的仆人呢, 有这样的爱,
but yet Jesus could see the love that this centurion had toward his lowly servant.
他把仆人的那种痛苦呢, 放在自己的身上,
he put the suffering of the servant upon his heart.
他承担了他仆人的痛苦病痛, 来找主耶稣,
he bore the pain and suffering of his servant.
所以主耶稣很感动,
thus Jesus was deeply touched by his action.
立刻就说, 我去医治他,
thus Jesus said, I will go and heal him.
这个是信心的法则,
and this also shows one of the principle of faith.
所以你看, 立刻好了, and 都是很直接的,
and immediately he was healed.
但是百夫长回答说, 主啊, 你到我舍下, 我不敢当。
But the centurion replied to Jesus, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof.
只要你说一句话, 我的仆人就必好了。
But just say the word and my servant will be healed.
这个谁告诉他呢?
Who taught the centurion to speak these
不是,
words? I'm sure these words does not come from our Lord Jesus' teaching.
他心里想的,
this comes from his own heart. This shows the faith of the centurion.
只要你一句话,
and with great conviction, he told Jesus, my servant will be made, will be healed, but just by you saying the word.
那么,拜乎长这种信心,
and this love of the centurion,
主耶稣怎么说?
How did Jesus respond?
第十节,
and the response is in verse 10.
听见就稀奇啊,
when Jesus heard this, he was astonished.
你看,
the great faith that this centurion had really astonished and amazed Jesus.
就对跟从的人说，我实在告诉你们，这样大的信心呢，就是在以色列人中，我也没有遇见过。
And then Jesus said to those following him, I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith.
那些在律法之下的人，一个也没有这样的信心。
Under the law, no one can boast of such great faith.
那这个外邦人，这个百夫长既然是有。
But yet this Gentile, this centurion, he has such great faith.
让主耶稣感到很稀奇。
And Jesus was greatly amazed and astonished. Such great faith.
所以主耶稣对他说,
thus Jesus again replied to him.
13节,
and it is in verse 13.
说你去吧,
go, it will be done just as you believed it would.
那个时候他的仆人就好了,
and his servant was healed at that very hour.
按照他所说的,
according to the centurion's of faith,
and 只要你说一句话,
and words, as long as you just said a word, then my servant will be made well. This is the word spoken from a man of great faith. And Jesus will fulfill our request according to our faith. We know that this principle of faith is never changed. And this also applies to us today. Therefore, it is good that we must have this faith. We have to totally believe what this Bible tells us.
那再看下面,
let's continue reading the following.
主耶稣, 来到彼得的家,
this time records Jesus coming into Peter's house. Peter is already a believer at this point. Thus he came to Peter's house.
哦,他的岳母太热便躺着,
at that time, Peter's mother-in-law was lying in bed with a fever.
还有人来告诉主耶稣,
and someone told Jesus about her condition.
他们已经知道耶稣有神的权柄,
the people knew beforehand that Jesus has this power and authority to heal.
只要告诉他就可以了,
as long as you tell him, then it is enough.
所以主耶稣就进去,
When Jesus came into Peter's house, he touched his mother-in-law's hand, and the fever left her.
所以到这里看到说，只要告诉他就可以了。
Here tells us, as long as we tell Jesus,
信心在这里就是一种交托。
Faith means to surrender, to yield.
能够把我们的事情 告诉他，告诉主耶稣， 那就可以了。
To have faith is to tell what is in our heart.
所以主耶稣就把手一摸的时候就退了。
Thus Jesus reached out his hand and touched Peter's mother-in-law, and she was healed.
所以众人呢，因为这样子看到主耶稣所行的这件事情，
the multitude when they saw what Jesus did.
因为前面呢，主耶稣都会讲话。
Because we know that Jesus always speak a few words beforehand. According to your faith, it will be done to you.
所以这个信心的法则呢, 就显明出来了。
We can see that this principle of faith is being revealed through this statement.
所以众人啊, 就都会有信心了。
And we can see that the multitude's faith also increase at the same time.
我们看16节。
Let's read again verse 16.
到晚上的时候，有人带许多被鬼附着的来到耶稣的跟前。
When evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him.
他只用一句话就把鬼赶出去了。
And Jesus also spoke one statement, and he could drive out the spirits.
这个信心你看就从百夫长那种信心出来了。
And this is the same kind of faith that is shown by the centurion.
所以信心呢是可以互相来学习的。
Thus, we can always learn from another person's faith.
这种信心呢是百夫长发明出来的。
This faith is actually invented by the centurion.
很多人都说赶快请主耶稣来，但是他不是，他说不用，只要一句话，我的仆人就会好。
Because they saw what the centurion did, he expected Jesus to just speak a word, then this his servant will be healed.
百夫长把这种信心开发出来。
The centurion opened up a way to showing the people that through faith Jesus can do anything.
以前的人没有这样的信心。
Prior to this incident, no one had a greater faith than this centurion. It is clearly invented and started by this centurion. We know that in this world, if someone invented something, many people will be greatly amazed.
那百夫长把这种信心开发出来，哦，主耶稣都感到很稀奇。
The people were clearly amazed by the faith shown by the centurion and what he got from Jesus.
结果他发明出来这种信心，哇，造就很多人。
And this faith that is shown by the centurion edified and helped a lot of people.
许许多多被鬼附着的人，只要带到耶稣面前来，就好了。
And even those people who were demon possessed, they were brought before Jesus, and the spirits were cast out.
所以有人带许多被鬼附的来到主的跟前。
And here in verse 16 it says there were many who brought many demon possessed people to Jesus.
什么话都不说。
We see here that they did not say anything to Jesus.
就把他带到主耶稣的。
All they did was to bring these people before Jesus.
主啊，这个人患鬼。
And then told Jesus, Jesus, these are the demon-possessed people.
只要主耶稣一句话就好了。
Just a word from Jesus is enough.
所以主耶稣只用一句话就把鬼全部赶出去。
And Jesus was able to drive out those demonic spirits with one word.
并且治好了一切有病的人。
And Jesus was also able to heal all the sick that was brought before him. And all the sick that was brought before him, they were all healed.
所以百夫长发明这个只要一句话的信心呢，真的是很管用。
This centurion used this very useful one word from Jesus trick.
这个法则今天也可以用。
And this kind of a faith we can also use in our daily lives today.
这个不是历史,
this is not a history.
这个是事实,
this is a fact.
事实,
and you can also see this faith in action in our life today.
它一直都存在的,
this faith has always been in existence.
它一直都有功效的,
and it's always being it has always been useful.
所以我们在看圣经的时候，我们应该。 也会得到这种信心。
And if we display such a faith, we will also experience the power and love of Jesus.
我们就会体验到这种恩典。
Then we will surely experience this grace from God.
主的恩典没有减少。
Jesus' grace is total. It will not be less. It will not be cut short.
所以信心的法则是没有改变的。
And we know that this fundamental principle of faith will never change.
17节告诉我们,
and in verse 17, it tells us,
说这个是要应验, 神藉着先知所说的话,
this was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet.
他代替我们的软弱, 担当我们的疾病,
he took up our infirmities and carried our diseases.
主耶稣到世上来,
when Jesus came to earth,
就是神爱世人,
it shows God's love for the world.
神爱世人, 甚至于将他的独生子赐给他们。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
神的爱怎么样向我们显明?
How does God manifest and reveal his love to mankind?
神的爱给世上每一个人, 没有分别的。
God's love is showered to each and every one of us in this world.
要相信就可以了。
As long as we believe, then we can experience this love.
信的人就得着了。
When we believe, then we will receive.
得着神 借着耶稣基督所赐给我们的爱。
And we will receive this love through our Lord Jesus.
他要担当我们的软弱。
And he will bear our infirmities.
担当我们的疾病。
And he will carry us pain and disease.
软弱是心灵上的。
And our infirmities is regard to our emotional health.
疾病是肉体上的。
Diseases refer to our physical well-being.
今天我们有心灵上的困难吗？
Today, do we have this emotional burdens?
我看现在的人呢, 这个是比较厉害。
Actually, today in our society, this is a greater disease.
病痛的问题，因为医学医院这么发达。
Physical disease can be cured quite easily because of our medical breakthroughs.
反正不用钱找医生就好了，住院就好了。We can
just visit a doctor or be hospitalized. That will settle our physical disease.
还可以帮助我们一些。
And yet, Jesus also will carry our diseases.
但是这种心灵的软弱,
but this emotional disease, our infirmities, who will help us?
因为找不到人了，所以就忧郁症啊。
Because the people who are suffering from depression, they can't find a healer.
我们要知道，在台湾的那个忧郁症最有名的医生都自杀了。
We know that in Taiwan, the most famous psychiatrist has committed suicide himself.
他是忧郁症的更最大的忧郁症，最严重的忧郁症。
He suffered from the most severe form of depression.
因为他一直接触这种忧郁症的人。
Because he tried to help all his patients.
那一种忧郁症一直传到他心里头去，他整个心里面都受不了，他就死掉了。 细菌感染嘛，那个是零的细菌感染。
He was actually infected by the depression of his patients, and in the end he killed himself.
那今天呢，我们是要接受信心，接受。
And today we are supposed to receive this faith.
我们的信心如果这样互相来，好彼此来，这样来传送。
If we can mutually accept and give out faith.
如果我们一直接触有信心的，我们的信心也会提升起来。If
we stick close to those people who are faithful to God, then we automatically and naturally will also become a person of faith.
所以今天呢，主耶稣带来神的爱是给相信的人。And
today, God through Jesus gave us His love.
将我们的软弱交在主耶稣的身上。
Jesus took up our infirmities because he wants to take our place.
完全替代的，就是我的软弱就放在你身上，我就没有了。When
we give to Jesus our weakness and our infirmities, that means we do not have this weakness anymore.
我的疾病，我的疼痛呢？哇，他要担当，那就交给他了。
When I surrender my pain and suffering to him, then he will take away those things upon himself.
所以主耶稣说：“你们劳苦担重担的，可以到我面前来啊。”
That's why Jesus said, "All you who are weary and heavy laden, come to me, and I will give you rest."
我要叫你们得安息啊。
I will give you rest indeed.
感谢神。
We thank God.
我以前就听到这句话，到主面前来。
This is actually the verse that really attracted me to Jesus in the beginning of my faith.
人生的重担，真的会。 让一个人不想活下去。
The burden that a human can endure can sometimes be too overwhelming that he or she may want to end their own lives.
因为那种心灵里头的重担真的会压到你，哇，喘不过气来。
The emotional burden that one carried may be so overwhelmed that that sometimes you are left breathless.
那种生活的兴趣啊都没了，没有兴趣。
And these people who are down in the dumps, they have no desire to live and to enjoy life.
我们知道一个人在做没有兴趣的事情哦，很苦。
We know that a person who has no joy or desire in their life is indeed in great torment.
以前我在学琴的时候， 哇，那真的很苦，但是呢，我有兴趣，就不苦啊。
At that time, I was learning to play the violin. That really helps my emotional health.
如果没有兴趣啊，你将来是哦，那就苦得不得了，那是受不了的。
Because if I have no interest in playing this instrument, then it will be very miserable for me.
作为一个人哦，如果失去了生活的兴趣
，If one loses interest in the activities of life,
那就会忧郁症。
Then they will they will fall into depression.
那最能软弱，谁能承担
？And who can bear this heavy burden?
我们自己承担不起，也没有任何人可以代替我们承担。
When we cannot bear this burden ourselves, and no one around us can help us to bear this burden.
这里呢，圣经告诉我们，主耶稣要代替我们的软弱。
But yet here in this verse says that Jesus is going to take up our infirmities.
他也要担当我们肉体上的疾病。
And he will also carry our physical diseases.
所以那一些犯鬼的心灵里头的问题，你看一句话，他就出去了。
And even those demon-possessed people, they receive peace after Jesus spoke a word and drive out the demons.
所有患病的都得到医治。
And all the sick, they were healed by Jesus.
只因为信一句话而已。
It is because of their faith.
所以今天呢，我们明白这个信心的法则。
As long as we understand this principle of faith,
我们真会得到主耶稣带来的充充满满的恩典。
Then we can truly enjoy this wonderful grace and love of God.
23节这里告诉我们。
And in verse 23 also tells us,
就是给门徒一次的经验。
Jesus allowed this incident to allow the disciples to have experience.
他们跟主耶稣搭船呢，要渡到对岸去。
The disciples and Jesus got into the boat.
忽然间起了暴风，哇，风浪很大。
And suddenly a storm came up without warning.
哇，这个浪就要把船要盖过去。
And the storm and the waves are about to capsize the boat.
主耶稣在船上睡觉。
But here we see that Jesus, he was sleeping.
他睡得很好。
He was deep in his sleep.
虽然风浪很大。
Even though the waves are furious.
哦，非常危险。
Things seem to be in danger.
但是主耶稣啊，他睡得很好。
But yet, Jesus was sleeping very soundly.
非常安稳才能睡觉。
We know that only when we have peace, we can sleep very soundly.
但是门徒啊，就不行了。
But yet we can see that the disciples, they were worried.
吓得要命。
They were so scared.
怕的哇，我们丧命了。
And they said, we are about to be perished.
所以赶快把主耶稣叫醒。
Therefore they went and woke Jesus up.
主啊，救我们啊。
Says, Lord, save us.
都呼救了。
This is an SOS call.
26节啊，主耶稣就说了。
And in verse 26 it says,
你们这个小信的人啊
，You of little faith，
为什么胆怯呢
？Why are you so afraid？
为什么胆怯呢
？Why are you so afraid？
就因为小信。
It is because of their little faith。
所以今天如果我们是一个小信的人
，Today if we are a person of little faith，
世上的风浪啊，会让我们害怕。
The storm of life will scare us， will make us be afraid。
会让我们惊慌失措，谁救我啊？谁救？
This storms of life will confuse us and will terrify us.
现在啊，这个世界啊，常常会起风浪的。
We know that the world sometimes have storms.
他没有预先告诉你要起风浪。
And sometimes they come into our lives without warning.
他会忽然间呼就来了。
It will come into our lives all of a sudden.
这个时候考验我们的信心。
At this time, it is to test our faith.
今天我们搭在这个世界这条船上。
Today we have stepped into this boat of life.
船在海上行走是避免不了风浪的。
But of course, a boat, they will sometimes meet up with storms. It's quite natural.
但是只要我们有信心
，But as long as we have faith,
主耶稣在我们心中做主。
Jesus is Lord in our hearts.
心中有主耶稣的平安。
As long as we have the peace of Jesus in our hearts.
虽然风浪很大。
Even though the storms may be raging,
心中还是很平静。
But yet our heart will remain peaceful.
心中还是非常安稳的。
And our hearts will remain calm.
这个就是信心。
And this is what faith is all about.
只要有这个信心，
as long as we have this faith,
风浪就会平掉。
The storms will subside. And this is what is the principle of faith.
所以主耶稣起来就对风浪讲出信心的话。
That's when Jesus got up, he spoke a statement of faith to the winds.
说平啊，静啊。
He says, and the wind obey him.
风就停了,
and then we see that the sea become calm and the wind started to stop blowing.
那这一次的门徒就哇。
At that time, the disciples, they were truly amazed.
哇,这个人是谁啊?
And says, what kind of man is this?
这个是谁啊?
Who is this person?
他们不知道。
They thought he was a stranger.
这个哪造的人耶稣是谁啊?
Who is this person from Nazareth?
他们说跟从主耶稣了,但是呢,还没有完全的认识。
Even though they have followed Jesus for 3 years already, still he's still quite a stranger to them.
这个拿撒勒的耶稣啊，是神的儿子。
Jesus of Nazareth is none other than the Son of God.
今天我们是不是神的儿子？
Today, are we the children of God?
我们是不是认识？哎，这个人是谁呀？
Do we know truly who this Jesus is?
如果你发现啊，这个人是神的儿子，哇，那你就放心了。
If we know who this Jesus is, that he is the Son of God, then we have nothing to worry.
当我遇到事情，心里在开始跳的时候，好像有点害怕。
Sometimes when we met up a thing and we start to get afraid,
好像有点担心呢。
Sometimes we are anxious and worried.
我立刻想到,
and then I will tell myself,
哎, 我是神的儿子。
That I have to tell myself I'm the child of God.
心就静下来。
And then my heart will start to be calm.
一点都不害怕。
Then this fear will flee from me.
我是神的儿子。
Because truly, I am the child of God.
风就平了, 浪就静了。
The wind will subside and the storm will cease.
感谢神。
Thank God.
不会错的。
This is a fact, this is a truth.
这个就是信心的法则。
This is what is meant by the principle of faith.
外面的风浪不用担心。
We do not have to fear the storms that come into our lives.
心里面的风浪啊, 那就最可怕。
The most scary thing is the storms in our hearts.
所以今天呢, 我们要有信心。
Today, we all must have this faith.
相信我是神的儿子。
We have to truly be convicted that we are the child of God.
那么世上任何的风浪都没有问题。
No matter how great the storms of life are, then there's nothing for us to worry
about.
Then our heart will continue to remain serene and calm.
这个就是主耶稣给门徒的一次的教训。
This is one of the teachings that our Lord Jesus gave to his disciples.
也是一个很实际的亲身的学习。
And this is a hands-on kind of teaching that Jesus gave to the disciples.
当到对岸的时候,
when they came to shore,
就显明出来了。
We can see,
哇,那个犯鬼的,那个很可怕的犯鬼的,就跑到主耶稣面前来。
The people who are demon-possessed, they came to Jesus.
哇,来。 央求啊,说,他很害怕,哇,主耶稣来,他很害怕。
And they were so afraid when they saw Jesus coming toward them.
因为主耶稣曾经把那些鬼赶出去。
Because they knew that Jesus had before cast out the demon-possessed people.
因为鬼认识耶稣是神的儿子。
Because these demons, they know that Jesus was the Son of God.
所以他很害怕。
This is why they were so afraid and terrified.
今天呢,
Today we have to understand that we are the children of God.
鬼看到我们就害怕,
the demon will dare not come near us because of our relationship with God.
记得初信的时候,
I remember when I first came to believe in True Jesus Church, I heard of this testimony.
有两个青年啊, 信主以后, 信心非常坚强。
There was two youths who were of great faith.
他们受圣灵, 被圣灵充满, 哇, 是神的儿子, 很高兴。
They were so glad after they received the Holy Spirit, knowing that they are the children of God.
神的儿子呢, 鬼都害怕。
And they saw that even the demons were afraid of them because they are the children of God. They are also able to cast out the demons in the name of Jesus.
这个两个人说,我们去,我们去,去赶鬼。
And so these two youths said that they are about to cast out more demons.
那人家在那里,外邦人在跳神啊, 在跳神啊。
At that time, there are people who are jumping ropes. But actually, they were possessed. It is the demons are invisible to our naked eye, but they can see that these people, they are demon possessed, right in front of their eyes. They were in a trance and jumping. When these two youths they came near them, they said, "In the name of Jesus, cast out the demons." And suddenly, this person stopped jumping. And so they were amazed. So why did he stop suddenly? And then later on, they ran away. So at that time, I was kind of amazed and interested to hear more of this kind of testimonies. Because at that time, they were quite innocent. That is how they believe. They have a pure faith, and they cast out demons simply in the name of Jesus, and the demons were cast out. And these two youth show a principle of faith. We thank God. And today, my sharing will conclude here. Let's sing hymn.